This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Bruce Bookout, and there's lots of reasons to look up. Many early Native American tribes kept track of time by observing the seasons and lunar months, although there was much variability. Some tribes defined a year as 12 moons, while others assigned it 13. Colonial Americans adopted some of the Native American full moon names, and we maintain that tradition even today. So, what's in a name? Quite a bit if you're a full moon. Back before artificial lighting, the full moon provided a few extra hours of lighting after sunset and was named for the advantage that light provided. September's full moon, when it occurs within 2 weeks of the autumnal equinox, represents an opportunity for farmers and crews to get summer-grown crops in before the onset of winter. Hence, it's called the harvest moon. The September full moon is also known as the full corn moon for the harvesting of corn by many Native American tribes. It's also called the barley moon because it's the time to harvest and thresh ripened barley. Are we starting to see a theme here? Just remember, Mr. Moonlight does have a name. If you'd like to take a closer look at the moon or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in the sky, please visit KRCC.org for a link to information on our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Bruce Bookout for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society telling you to keep looking up Southern Colorado.